Today's Mishnah Masechet Upsin, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. So, we have talked about Yodais, and we have talked about the Shomrim, and we talked about various parts of plants, and there are parts of plants that would be considered to be Yadot, despite the fact that they are not at all edible, they're still called yodot. So elo mitamin, the mitamin, meaning that that's the most basic meaning of a yad, is that it transfers tuma into the food that you're touching so that it becomes a conductor of tuma. But it also, its secondary power is that it's also mitamin, and it will conduct tuma outside of that food. However, it certainly is not a useful shomer, and therefore it is not mitzarfin. So the things that we were talking about yesterday, some element of those things were actually shomrim, but other elements are only yadot. So how about dry roots? So we talked about the shorashim that were still on the living plant, the shorashim of the shum and the bitzalim and the kaplutot. So we had this group of bulb, garlics, onions, leeks. We talked about them as far as being shomrim, but here, if they're dried, they're obviously not going to be useful for the life, maintaining the life of the plant. But if they're dried, they still serve the purpose of handling the plant. So you can carry the plant around with those shorashim. And the amud that we spoke about, which Shmu was kind enough to slice that onion open, and we saw the amud inside, and then we saw how that same amud extended as the stalk outside. So the amud that was mechuvan keneged ha'ochel, it was seen as the preserver of the inside food, so to speak, the layers of the onion itself that was considered to be part of it and would be included in the shear as any shomer is included in the shear. And that was only when it was in the part that was keneged the ochel. But how about when the amud continues to rise above the ochel and then it's called the stalk? So there you have the stalk of the onion or the leeks. If it's not mechuvan keneged ha'ochel, it doesn't preserve the plant, but it certainly is a useful yad to the plant, and therefore it is a yad, and it's mitamin and mitamin. Now, there's other things that also serve as yadot, but they only serve as yadot up to a certain length. So let's take a look at a parkil. So a parkil, you often have a long piece of grapevine, and it's got a bunch of the eshkolot, I definitely have a bunch of clusters on this parkil, and it's cut. Look, you can have one that's very, very long, but, I mean, obviously, in order to carry it around, you don't want something dragging for 20 meters behind you. So what was often done is you would have a certain number of convenient vines hanging on a vine, cut the piece of vine so that you'd be able to just bring, let's say, 5 or 10, depending on how clustered they are, these clusters, and you would leave a tefach on either side that had no growth on it, and that would be the yad. So the yad aparkil on either side, tefach, that's just a tefach. You don't need more than a tefach for that, and it's actually inconvenient. You want to hold it as close as possible to the weight, and therefore one tefach on either side of the clusters is considered to be a proper handle. And if you have one cluster, it doesn't matter how long it is. I mean, there, people will just put it over their back and walk along with the eshkol. If it's one eshkol, no matter how long that would be, is considered to be a convenient yad. But you also have an interesting yad with something that was originally part of the eshkol. Because an eshkol actually forms, what, so to speak, a tail. If you pick off, or if they fall off, all of the grapes fell off at the bottom end of a cluster, So then that becomes a yad. It's empty, and it's still strong enough to hold and carry it. So that would be called the tail, because it's the tail end of the eshkol. But if it was riknu, it lost all of its grapes. So there too, you can actually handle the whole cluster with it. Or if you've got a date palm, so the date palm has got its brooms on it, so to speak, where you've got the clusters of the dates, and then you have the part that's on top. How far on top is still considered to be a convenient way to carry around those rather heavy, quite heavy, if you've ever picked one up that's full of tamarim, if you want to carry it with the yad of the machbed is a broom essentially, right? So the handle of the broom of that branch of the tamarim, well, 4 tvachim would be about a maximum length to be convenient to carry around. Beyond that, it wouldn't be considered to be a yad. Or any type of grain, you can have a stalk. And that stalk is also an easy way to handle that grain if you're going to be using a pitchfork on it or you want to be tying it up in the field. You certainly don't want loose grains, and you don't want something that's cut all the way to the top where you can't tie it. So if you're going to be tying your wheat or your corn, you want to have enough of a handle to be able to tie it properly or drag it properly. So that would be shlosha tvachim, would be the kana of any type of shibolet. And the truth is that if you're talking about a crop that is not pulled out of the ground, but it's cut out of the ground, so anything like that is, even if it isn't technically a shibolet grain, but it's yad kol haniktzarim, it's exactly what you'd want to have. You've got your corn. You want to be able to actually have a 3 tvachim handle on it. The things, however, that you will tear out of the ground, well, I mean, those, as much as they are, you know, you tear them out by the root. So those kind of things that are not cut off of the ground, eindar kama katzer, they are usually handled by the root that you drag out, however much of it you were able to drag out. We don't have a particular length of that kind of thing. And what about the mala'in of the shibolim? So you could see those mala'in, you know where you see them beautifully? On corn. On corn, you've got this really beautiful, long, blonde hair that surrounds the grain, which is actually this very same thing that you'll find on chitim or saorim, right around the grain itself, of course, in miniature, which are those little hairs that grow around an actual ear of grain, the same way it grows around the entire ear of corn, and those are called mal'inim. So those hairs are also, even though one is very, you know, delicate, you wouldn't be able to use it to drag a whole corn up, it would break. But if you put them together, you've got yourself a nice yad, which means that the mal'in essentially are a yad. So all of these things, not being shomrim, but are still yadayim, they are mitam'im, in the sense of mitam'im, with a tuf or with a chirik. So that's their primary function of a yad. It'll allow tuma into the food. And it's also mitam'im, if it touches something that's mekabel tuma from it. But since it's not a shomer, it is lo mitzarfim.